Hi, this is Robert Schuller.
Hi, I'm Donna Schuller. We'd like to welcome you to Vital Living Monthly, previously called...
The Call.
Exactly.
Because it is the 15th of the month, and it is 6 p.m. Pacific time.
Exactly. So we've been doing this for 6 years. We meet at this time on the 15th of the month.
Did we start in November?
Yes, we're going on 6 years. Maybe seven years. Actually, I have to look that up. I think last year might have been 6 years. So we're coming to you from another location tonight, which is always fun. We're not in our home office. We're in our other office. So we have a lot to get to tonight. Again, if you are on Facebook, we welcome you. If you prefer calling in, all you need to do is dial 641-715-3865. And then you need a code for access, which is 642-848 and the pound sign. And then that way, if you're on the call, on the conference line, that is, then when we get to a point in our little service here where we take questions, you can just click on the *6 to ask questions, and we'll be announcing that again. And if you're on Facebook, we actually can see the screen right there, and we can see people when they pop up, and we can say, hi, Linnell and Debbie, we can see that have identified themselves.
Exactly.
A lot of you people like to stay silent, and that's okay, too.
Yeah,
we're just
perfectly fine.
We're here to talk right now. So we're so glad to be with you. This is one of our favorite times of the month. And as you heard already, we rebranded everything in our ministry. It's now called Vital Living. So we have Vital Living Daily, which are our devotionals, our blogs, and our podcast. And am I forgetting something?
No.
Daily.
Vital Living Daily, Vital Living Weekly.
But I'm saying in the daily, we have our memes, blog, our podcast, and our devotional video. Four things.
So we're putting out some material for you.
Daily.
I hope you appreciate
it. Then we have weekly. Yeah. Vital Living Weekly is a Sunday service. So it's Vital Living Sunday. That can be interchanged, that word, Vital Living Sunday, Vital Living Monthly. Or weekly, excuse me, and this is Vital Living Monday, which, of course, used to be the call. We've already said that.
But this isn't Vital Living Monday,
even though it is monthly. Oh, I'm sorry. I meant to say monthly.
Well, that's my word.
I'm
sharing with you.
Whatever. That happens.
Yeah. Can happen.
So most of the times we have a guest. Tonight we don't have a guest. It's just going to be Robert and I speaking for about 30 minutes. And like I said, we'll take your questions. But we have some things to go over just to kind of update you. And Robert's messages this month have been from the book of Job. And anyway, it's a very interesting, mysterious book to study. So we can kind of talk a little bit about the book of Job and some of the, you know, some of the ahas that people can have if they read through it. In fact, it's probably a good idea if you have, even if you've read through the whole book, to start reading the book of Job. And that way on Sunday mornings, when Robert's delivering his messages, we've already done 2 weeks, so we have two more to go in October, all on Job. You'll be able to relate a little bit more.
Well, one of the things we're doing in our Sunday worship, Sunday morning Vital Living, Vital Living Weeklies, is we're having interviews of different people. Mm-hmm. So if you'd like to be interviewed, you'd like to contribute to it. Oh,
it's perfect. Thank you.
I know we put them together. We usually choose three or four people and then add that. And I know this past week, if you didn't get a chance to meet your mom, I'll take a look at it. There's a little child in that one. It's really cute. I like kids. And so whenever there's kids involved, I like it.
Well, so
the dogs,
So here's the thing. If you want to answer our question, we have a different question every week, which, like Robert said, we can only choose two or three people. But your 20, 30 seconds of fame will be on Facebook with Robert and I for Sunday morning Vital Living. And it's really great to get the answers from children. We don't need to always be so serious. You know, kids speak so honestly, yet it just adds an element of innocence to the program and the Sunday service. And I think it's good. So if any of you have children you'd like to suggest, just let us know. Email us, and we want to send you the link. So we just it's so easy. There's an app, a program. We just text it or email it to you. You honestly, and you have to answer from a cell phone.
So we have to text it to them. It's not on Facebook.
No, you cannot do if they don't have the technology for this particular app to have it on laptop on any kind of a computer, desktop. So you have to answer from your – but it's so easy. Honestly, all you do is hit this little reply button. You hold your camera and you go, yes, my idea of a good person is – that was our first question this month. A
couple weeks ago.
Yeah, and you just – you just talk, and you talk for 10 seconds, or 30 seconds, whatever you feel like.
So there's something going on there. I don't know what that is. Somebody need to be muted? Yeah, there you go.
That's interesting.
Anyway.
Interesting.
So
somebody was talking on there. I don't know how.
Hey, this is live, and so we don't know what's going to happen.
Everybody's muted. I didn't have it on lecture mode. Lecture mode means like professor mode. We've got to get into professor gear here.
Well, one of the things I like to do whenever we gather together, and we've got a bunch of people here now with us and joining us together, and they're from around the world. And so I love to pray, and I believe that when people come together from around the world and pray, miracles happen. And that's one of the reasons we have our pray.com community, and we can talk about that, but first I want to have a prayer, and then after our prayer I'll let Donna talk to you about our pray.com community. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for this opportunity that we have to be able to gather together around the world. We are here emotionally, spiritually, and we are connected through this medium called Facebook and through the telephone. And so as we have gathered together in one spirit of mind, we lift up our voices to you, knowing that you are the God who created everything there is. There is nothing you don't know. There is nothing you cannot do. There is that everything is minuscule compared to you. You are before anything ever was, and you'll be after everything ceases to exist. You are the Alpha and the Omega. And so we come and we pray to you, our God, our Lord, our Father. And in our prayers, we come with and we ask you for the trials and the challenges that so many people around the world are facing right now. We pray for those who have been devastated in Indonesia from the earthquake and the immediate tsunami. We pray for all those in the Gulf Coast who are overcoming and just devastated with the loss of everything. And so we pray for all those who have gone through the hurricanes. We pray for people around the world, and across the nation and in our own communities, in our own homes, who are feeling challenges of financial stress, dealing with the loss of a loved one, struggling with awareness, with addictions. There's so much pain in this world, oh Lord. And yet we know that through it all, it is a way for you to be able to prepare us and share with us and guide us and create within us a new spirit and a new hope and a new joy and a new perception and a new reality. And so as the God who continues to create and a good God who cares about your children, we just thank you, O Lord, for everything that's taking place across the world and in our own lives. We know that when we can say thank you for everything, we have experienced healing, we've experienced wholeness, we've experienced maturity, we've experienced refinement. So we thank you, Lord, and we praise your name for everything good that you are doing. For there is so much good that we can't even begin to talk about it. The news carries the negative. And so when something negative happens, we all hear about that. But all the good. Today we look at all the good that's taking place throughout the Gulf Coast as people are coming together, helping their neighbors and rebuilding their homes and rebuilding their communities. And we pray for them. And we thank you, Lord, for the hospitals that have been built to be able to handle the illnesses that we face, for the different organizations that are there to help us through our financial struggles and everything else. But you truly are a good God. Love cares in so many ways. So we love you, Lord. We praise your name always and forever. And wherever you are, you can say it out loud with me right now. Amen. And amen. Amen is usually the concluding word of a prayer, but it really means so be it. So be it. So be it. So we can say it again and again. Amen. And there goes one amen on the screen. And yes. Someone has responded.
I can't reach that far. I can't read it.
Yeah, you can't read it?
I can't write it. I can't write it.
No, we can't get on there right now. It's too far away from us.
Yeah, but so we said we don't have a guest tonight, but we thought, sometimes that's a good thing.
So I said what you were going to do is tell everybody about our prayer.
Okay, then we'll read the Bible after that. Okay, perfect.
Yeah, it's all gonna flow, baby.
I do have a little list here. So we've already told you about our Vital Living Method. Well, first of all, let me back up. So in the last 3 months, we have been through so much. We launched drschuler.org. That is our. We finally have a big boy website after 8-9 years of putting this, that, and the other together. So we have drschuler.org, and if you go on there, and that's where you can join. It says join our community. And our community, once you click into that, will take you to our prayer community. We actually have an online prayer community. Today I was online praying for one person who is dealing with severe addiction of her daughter and a lot of things that go with that, a very serious situation. Another person wrote in about severe health problems of family members and friends, including the cancer surgery. We've been praying for the release of the Pakistani woman, little girl hostage. We've been praying for the people that we know that are close to the devastation in the Florida Panhandle. So if you want to be part of an online community and join us in praying for people, these people pray back and forth to each other, whether or not we're on there or not. This is about connecting people one to another. Maybe even, today we were talking to somebody that knows a lot about addiction, and I said, go on there. Please pray for that person. Give that mother and father some hope, like for their child.
So join our prayer community.
Right.
You have to pull up on your cell phone. Add the app pray.com.
Oh, that's right. I guess you can get it. You're supposed to go into our website, though, really. But I guess that's how you can get there. Yeah, might as well.
You can you can definitely do it through our website. Sorry.
No, it's okay.
But the other way is to just add a pray.com.
It's an app
to your cell phone, and then you have to search Robert Shuler Ministries.
Yep.
And it'll come up, and then you join the community. So, so there's two different ways to do it. Obviously, you can go through our drschuler.org.
So for those of you that may have just joined us, so one of the things we're doing with our Sunday morning, again, we have Vital Living is the name of our ministry, Robert Shuler Ministries, Vital Living. We have Vital Living daily, weekly, and monthly. The weekly is our Sunday service. For our Sunday service, one of the things we've been doing, especially this month with the Book of Job, we have a different question we ask all of you out there, that has to do with whatever lesson Robert's on. The first question was, what is your idea of a good person? That was week one. Last week was, have you ever felt all alone? This coming week will be, have you ever felt silenced or disregarded, disrespected? I guess it's silence is what it is.
Silence.
So we have these questions. We have to send them out before and get the answers back before Tuesday. And again, if you're interested in this, please email us. I need your cell phone number so I can just send this to you because it's all included. You just click reply to the question, which is on there. This is just my face asking the question. Doesn't matter whose it is. Doesn't go in Sunday morning. It's just to prompt you. I ask the question. You answer it on your cell phone by honestly just clicking this blue button, holding your cell phone up and saying, blah, 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 short and sweet, and then when you're done, it says finish, send, and then you send it to me, and then we look at them. We pick about three. Like Robert said, last week we had one of our grandsons was on it.
Yeah, well, I didn't say that.
He's so cute. He was in the beginning and the end. But so anyway, we really want to encourage you to do that because you can take part in the Sunday service, which it makes it so much real because we're asking questions that have to do with the sermon, and we get real heartfelt things that people are sharing with us. The next thing, please go to our YouTube channel because everything we do every day of the week is on our YouTube channel. with the exception of the podcast. That's not a podcast, but that's a whole other thing, which is even easier because you go to iTunes or Google Play, and it's all over every platform, our podcast, which is daily. But go to Robert Schuller Ministries and please subscribe. And then once you do that, you have to click alert. Because if you don't click alerts, you won't know when they're posted. So you don't have
We post something
every day. And they're short. Our videos. They're teeny little videos. They're a minute and a half long. They're short but powerful.
Some are as short as a minute, and are as long as two. I don't think there's anything after two, but they average about a minute and a half. So it's a nice.
It is. Yeah. So I guess that's really what I wanted to say. And just keep sharing on our Facebook page. Google, I think we mentioned before we have a Google grant, and it just means if we get people interested in sharing all their stuff, Google will be really happy with us, and they will keep our grant money. It's not money, it's actually credit towards advertising words, which is a big deal because we're trying to grow our global ministry bigger and bigger and bigger because there's so many people that need it that won't go to church. They don't step foot in church.
Well, what it is felt the need of evangelism.
Yes.
So when somebody feels the need, what they do is they simply search in the Google, in Google, they search. You can search anything in Google.
Mm-hmm.
And when they do, if we have that particular need, it comes forth and we have an opportunity to share one of our devotions with them, or one of the blogs, or one of the messages, something that comes forth that will hopefully present to them a message of the reality of God that will open their eyes and they can have a paradigm shift that will change their life, and suddenly they can find the hope and the renewal of spirit that is so necessary in the world today. Because we've talked about this in the past, the seriousness of suicide, of addiction, and addiction comes in 100 different ways.
Yeah, people are Googling these things all by themselves and alone.
All the time.
In their loneliness, of a dark room, of feeling just left alone, of feeling abandoned, of feeling dark and without hope. And they sit on a computer and say, what can I do? I'm going through a divorce. And so this is what Google AdWords, the grant, is for. It helps us with these particular subjects we write about, we make videos about, Robert preaches about. It helps us reach those people in the middle of the night, and that's where the felt needs evangelism comes in, sort of a new thing that is happening.
It's happening, and we're on the cutting edge. And it's revolutionary, and it's what television was in the 50s, is where we are today. And so this ministry is reaching the needs of people in ways that you can't imagine. And so I just hope you can find it in your heart to support this ministry, because we seriously need your support. We we're working 10-hour days every day. We're putting out all these videos. It's not inexpensive. It's expensive. And quite frankly, we're running out of money, and we need the help and we need the support. So anything you can do to help us will be extremely helpful in reaching the needs of people. We're going out on a limb, doing everything we can to make this possible. And with the realization that God is bigger than anything we can imagine, that if we're doing what we know that God has called us to do, which is what we are doing right now, we're doing what God has called us to do, He will pave the way and make it happen. And so we're operating in faith, knowing that God will provide. Which kind of leads us, leads us
the Bible lesson.
to our Bible lesson today, because in Job chapter 38, is where God finally responds to Job. Let me explain a little bit. Let me give you a little history of what's going on here. Job is being tested. God allows Satan to test Job. And God says, in all the world, there is no one who is better than Job. Job is the finest man alive. And Satan goes, well, of course he is. I mean, look at there. He's got 1,000 cattle. He's got all his wealth, all his possessions. He has 7 daughters. He has 4 sons, or it's the other way around. He has a bunch of kids. The list goes on and on of everything he has. Well, God allows Satan to take all these things away because Satan says to God, of course he listens to you because you have given him so much. But take those things away and see if he won't curse you. And, of course, at the end, Job goes, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But if that's not enough, then Satan comes back to God and says, yeah, but he still has his health. Take his health away and see what happens. So God allows Satan to take his health away, his children, everything. And in this pain, he's in agony, he's in ashes, he's lost everything, and his friends come to him, and they start debating, and they say, well, surely he's done something wrong to deserve this punishment from God. Otherwise, God wouldn't allow this to happen. And so there's several chapters of discourse about that. And then another one comes along and hits the nail on the head. It recognizes that there was a flaw in the heart of Job, and that Job was prideful, didn't have enough, wasn't humble enough, and as a result of that was seeking something from God, and was telling God, just give me a chance to question, to tell you everything. And with that, God has a response for Job. Well, Job, let me tell you, I'm going to use my reading glasses here, which I usually don't need to do, but this is extremely small print, and it's kind of dark in here, and I've got the light in my face, so you'll have to excuse me. He says, who is this that questions my wisdom with such ignorance? Oh, I'm trying to read this here. Who is this that questions my wisdom with such ignorant words? Brace yourself like a man, because I have some questions for you, and you must answer them, God says to Job. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me, if you know so much, who determined its dimension and stretched out the surveying line? What supports its foundations? Who laid its cornerstone? At the morning stars sang together, and all the angels shouted for joy. Who kept the seas inside its boundary and its burst from the womb? And he goes on and on talking about, have you made daylight spread to the ends of the earth? Have you allowed light disturbs the wicked and stops the armies? And he goes on and on talking about the magnitude of everything he has done throughout the world and in the earth. And that's his response to Job. Job, listen to me. You don't understand what I've done for you. What I've done for you by allowing these things to happen to you is I have refined your spirit, so that the pride that was in you is now taken out from you, and you have been made even a better person because of what I have allowed Satan to do to you. And in the end, Job receives all of his valuables. This book is just an amazing book, the book of Job, which we find in the middle of the Old Testament. It's in what we call the wisdom literature, which would include Psalms, the Song of Solomon, Ecclesiastes, the Proverbs. And within here, we get this wisdom of the understanding of who God is. Clearly, the sovereignty of God is one that we in our agony and our pain, we say why. But the truth is, we know why. Not because God wants to punish us, because God wants to purify us. I was sharing with Donna this past week, in fact, about purgatory. Mm-hmm. And do you remember what I said about purgatory? I said purgatory is not part of Reformed theology. It's not part of Protestant theology. It is a part of Catholic theology. And Dante's Inferno is known as one of the greatest poems of all time. And in that poem, Dante goes and he explains that purgatory is the place where God takes those who haven't completely refined themselves to pain, to sorrow and challenges. And he takes, and in purgatory is where we become purified so that when we enter heaven, we have become the people that we are intended by God to be. And so when I look at it in such a fashion, I see it as a beautiful concept and a beautiful theological perspective. It's just kind of interesting to be aware of. And so I share that with you, that this is what God is doing with Job on earth as opposed to in purgatory or in the next life. So anyway, that's my little message for you tonight. And, or today, or this morning, depending upon what time you're watching this.
Exactly. When they watch it. When they'll be on there forever.
Or where you are in the world.
Right.
If you happen to be in Africa, good morning. And if you're on in the East Coast, it's good evening. And if you're in Hawaii, it's good afternoon, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, that's neither here nor here. Are there, but that's my message for you, is to realize that God loves you. No matter what happens in your life, God isn't about punishing you. That's not his goal. His goal is like the loving father, to make you better, to give you discipline, which is not punishment. Discipline is not punishment. Discipline is the refining process of helping us become better. When the whole idea of disciplining our children is not to punish them. The idea of disciplining our children is so that they learn that behavior is not one that's acceptable and good and right, and so they become better people. So anyway, what else do you have for us tonight?
Well, since we don't have a guest, I guess I just I like to bring the sort of the humanity emotional side to what your theological discussion was on Job. And I guess one of the things I can ask you is this Sunday, which is only, what is it, 6 days away now,
mm-hmm.
What's your message? You remember what the title is and what part of Job was? Because most of us know the Lord gives, the Lord takes away. We know the story about Job and the his finances, and then he loses his health, and then we know that the devil was involved here, and like he always is, and all bad things.
I'm going to be expanding upon this whole concept that I shared tonight. I'll just be sharing more.
Okay. Yeah. On the fact that God allows us to go through things, but he can punish us, and I think that's
God is good.
I think that's an important thing to remember,
because
it's easy for people that are living in doubt and shame and sadness and darkness to think, okay, I just heard that story about Job, and then Pastor Schuler said, but he did do something. He was prideful. Okay, well there you go. God did punish. So. I don't know. And I know we're talking the God of the Old Testament versus the God of the Jesus of the New Testament, which is, right?
We're definitely talking about the God of the Old Testament is the same God of the New Testament.
Yeah, right.
We have our God never changes.
No.
He is truth.
Right.
Truth always prevails. It is what it is. Truth is reality. And God is what He is the same when he created the earth. He will be the same when everything we know comes no longer exists. That's the reality of God. In that course of that time, his desire is to bring us closer to him. And he will do whatever it takes to create that relationship with us. And the beautiful thing about knowing Jesus and that part of the triune nature of God, which has always existed. In the beginning, the Bible talks about Elohim, which is Im. Anytime you read Im in Hebrew, it is plural. So God is always the plurality of God. And therefore, the plurality of God is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We have this triune nature, and I don't think we have time to really talk about the Trinity, but this triune nature, again, God has always been. The Old Testament God and the New Testament God is the same God. It's our perception of him which changes. And what we realize when through Jesus is that God wants to have a relationship with us, and our relationship with God is not based upon what we can do, but it's based upon who we accept into our hearts and having a relationship with Jesus. Religion is man's way to get to know God, and Jesus is God's way to get to know us. I'm going to continue to nail that down and say it again and again and again.
I like that.
Because it's so important for us to be able to hear that.
No, we have to remember it. We can hear it over and over. It never gets old. Because it's hard to remember. Because, you know, our humanness, like I said, I was answering prayer requests today. And it's just like, you know, people feel bad about their lives and about what they're going through. And, you know, we serve a lot of people that do follow Jesus. And we also, you know, interact with a lot of people who don't. And so we have to be aware of that, and we have to be really sensitive to that. So, and thank you. I always like you reminding me. I would like to take some questions, and then, you know, we'll be kind of wrapping it up. We'll talk a little bit more about
program. If you have a question on Facebook, you can type it in, and I can read it here. I can actually see it. I can see the comments that you've been writing.
Or if you have a question, you can on here on the conference call, just you click *6 and I'm going to turn.
There we go. Q&A.
She always talks like that. I can't set her up.
So if there's anyone on our call who wants a question, they can call in. And if there's anybody in our Facebook, they can ask a question.
I don't see a question yet. And if you asked it earlier, it's already scrolled past. So ask it again. If you've asked this question, you want to ask another one, just type it in again, please. And we'll look at it. It's down here in the corner. We keep looking down there.
Yeah, we do. We look over there in the corner, and then we look down on the camera and all that stuff.
All around. While we wait to see if anybody has a question, I just want to say a little bit more about what the man, we found an amazing partner to help us. We needed help, you know, with these videos, obviously, to put out a daily, a meme. Does everybody know what a meme is? It's that poster page that's either a Bible verse or one of Robert Schuller's or one of his many books, and with a little Robert Schuller Ministries logo at the bottom. Every single day, one of those, every single day, I write a blog about a real problem. Every single day, Robert does a short video. Every single day, we post a podcast. And then on Sunday, we do a service. So basically, we got to a point where, you know, if you stay the same, you're basically dying. So we knew we had to take a step of faith and reach out and start doing more and more to grow our ministry. So we did that in faith. So because we had to bring on a partner to help us with all this, obviously, the expenses have climbed, but our reach is growing. It's growing by leaps and bounds. And we know that we're doing this in faith because God wants us to do this. And, gosh, if you could commit even $5 a week, $10 a week, $20 a week, it'd be nice to know we're getting some support for this because our numbers are increasing, but frankly, so are our expenses and this is what we do. We don't have other jobs. This is it. We're pastors. He's the real pastor, and I'm pastor's wife and also a pastor now, so we don't do anything else. This is it. It's because God called us to do this. So if you can help us at all, that would be amazing. Oh, somebody's saying, how's the weather in California? We can't tell you. We're not in California.
Well, yeah, I can tell you how the weather.
Yeah, we left there today.
There's Santa Ana winds, which means they're blowing from the opposite of the normal direction. So
blowing off the desert.
Yeah. But, so anyway, it creates a lot of wind, and so it's windy, but it's clear skies and it's dry. And
well, we
I love them. A lot of people hate them. I love them.
Well, yeah, we like
but,
the dry, hot wind.
But
we left there, so now we're not there.
Anyway, so well, that's all the weather in California.
Yeah.
So.
Another question?
Yeah. You still live in Riverside. Oh,
okay.
Good.
So you know what St. Anna winds are then, Glenn.
Yeah, you know exactly.
You've experienced that. It gets real hot out there.
So, anyway, I'm going to have a closing prayer and a little benediction, unless there's something
else.
Well,
I want to say, if you'd like to give, you go to drschuler.org, and there's a place that says, I'd like to partner with this ministry, I'd like to give. Or on the Facebook, there's a little, I think it's to donate on Facebook. You can't. Mm-hmm. Change that, it's just donate, which is the same, but means you'd like to give. And anything you can do, there's, you know, first of all, there's people out there that do give, and we want you to know how much we appreciate you. We could not do what we do without you, absolutely could not. And like I already said, this is all we do. We don't do anything else. I mean, we take care of our families and see our grandkids and that kind of thing, but we do ministry full time. And we don't have the security of four walls any longer, at least not for right
now.
A church
building.
Yeah, we don't have a church building. We don't have a staff. We don't have salaries. And we just know that we need to get this work done. And so we're doing whatever we can. We're borrowing. We're selling some stuff. And we just know God wants
to. We make it happen.
We make it happen.
Anyway,
so,
yeah.
And if you like old school handwritten stuff, you can mail us something at 2128. Bay Point Drive, BayPointe, Bay Point Drive, Newport Beach, 92660. That's our home and our office, our apartment and our office. And anything you can give is so appreciated. Just let me assure you. And it is used for God's kingdom. So
with that, let me give a closing prayer and a benediction. And so, oh Lord, we thank you for everything that you send our way. Open our eyes and our hearts and our minds to receive them with a thankful heart, to realize that as the creator of the heavens and the earth, creator of everything there is, everything there ever will be, and everything that ever has been, that you know everything, that you know what we need, even though it just seems the farthest thing from what we need when we go through tough times. And so we give you thanks in all things and in all ways. In your son's name, we pray this prayer. Amen.
Amen.
And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord grant you his peace in your lying down and your rising up and your labor and in your leisure and your laughter and in your tears. Until you come to stand before Jesus in that day in which there is no sunset, and no dawn. Amen.
Amen. We'll see you on the 15th of November, and we'll have a great guest.
If it's the 15th?
It's time for Vital.
PM.
Yep. Vital Living.
PM Pacific
monthly.
Time. You know where we'll be.
Yes.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.